New Zealand has just marked 120 years since women won the right to vote. But as a new year begins, this Radio New Zealand Insight asks, can women in this country look forward to a fair and equal 2014?
The men didn't like it. They didn't like their wives, their daughters voting.
No, they said their wives didn't want it. Their wives were quite content. But my own father said, my wife is content to be as she is. And my mother said, but I'm not. So we had a round home over that. Oh, I think it was quite exciting, you know.
In 1893, New Zealand became the first country in the world where women could vote in national elections. This Dunedin mother, Rosalie Folletti Ivala, believes it's still really important for everyone to participate in the democratic process.
There's a lot of work being done out in the Pacific community, especially about getting young people to, one, enrol to vote, but two, to understand the issues and take the issues back home for them as young people, what is important. And so for my daughter who's 21, I've certainly hounded her to get out there and become familiar with things that are important to her as a young woman and as a young person living here in Dunedin, and making sure that she exercises a vote.
The latest census figures show women make up 51.3% of New Zealand's population. Just under 58% of those with a bachelor's degree or equivalent are women. And close to 60% of women are in paid employment, including Ms. Folletti Ivala. She says for her it's been a financial necessity, but also a personal choice.
I have had some people go, well, you are going to go now to part-time with four children. And I'm like, why do I need to? We are kind of sustaining things. I'm not yet mad. And so I kind of feel that working, it's fulfilling some part of me that helps me go back and do those things that I need to do at home as well.
New Zealand consistently rates highly in international reports on gender equality. But despite significant progress, women remain underrepresented on boards and at parliament, earn on average 13% less than men, and sexual violence remains a serious problem. I'm Erina O'Donoghue, and this insight examines some of the challenges still facing women in New Zealand. Of the 121 sitting MPs, only a third are women. I've come to speak with Labour List MP Jacinda Ardern, who was 28 when she entered Parliament in 2008.
You had there a campaign between two young women, and this seemed to be a source of fascination. You know, we got titles like The Battle of the Babes.
Segment 1.
New Zealand has just marked 120 years since women won the right to vote. But as a new year begins, this Radio New Zealand Insight asks, can women in this country look forward to a fair and equal 2014?
The men didn't like it. They didn't like their wives, their daughters voting.
No, they said their wives didn't want it. Their wives were quite content. But my own father said, my wife is content to be as she is. And my mother said, but I'm not. So we had a round home over that. Oh, I think it was quite exciting, you know.
Segment 2.
In 1893, New Zealand became the first country in the world where women could vote in national elections. This Dunedin mother, Rosalie Folletti Ivala, believes it's still really important for everyone to participate in the democratic process.
There's a lot of work being done out in the Pacific community, especially about getting young people to, one, enrol to vote, but two, to understand the issues and take the issues back home for them as young people, what is important. And so for my daughter who's 21, I've certainly hounded her to get out there and become familiar with things that are important to her as a young woman and as a young person living here in Dunedin, and making sure that she exercises a vote.
Segment 3.
The latest census figures show women make up 51.3% of New Zealand's population. Just under 58% of those with a bachelor's degree or equivalent are women. And close to 60% of women are in paid employment, including Ms. Folletti Ivala. She says for her it's been a financial necessity, but also a personal choice.
I have had some people go, well, you are going to go now to part-time with four children. And I'm like, why do I need to? we are kind of sustaining things. I'm not yet mad. And so I kind of feel that working, it's fulfilling some part of me that helps me go back and do those things that I need to do at home as well.
Segment 4.
New Zealand consistently rates highly in international reports on gender equality. But despite significant progress, women remain underrepresented on boards and at parliament, earn on average 13% less than men, and sexual violence remains a serious problem. I'm Erina O'Donoghue, and this insight examines some of the challenges still facing women in New Zealand. Of the 121 sitting MPs, only a third are women. I've come to speak with Labour List MP Jacinda Ardern, who was 28 when she entered Parliament in 2008.
You had there a campaign between two young women, and this seemed to be a source of fascination. You know, we got titles like The Battle of the Babes.